This is Echo. You are listening to WJFC Agra, Creative Community Magical Radio.
Find out where the music takes Montreal's Rachel Therrien on the next Deep Threes, when the trumpeter blows the roof off the joint, backed by her quintet. Plus tracks from Rez Abbasi, Isotope 217, and Oleg Zaler. Deep Threes. Music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable. All the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I am 18, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Mishuda, and I'm 18, and I'm also from Hudson.
Hi, I'm AJ. I live in Elizabeth, and I'm 9 and a half. And I'm hopefully going into a school whose name shall not be named because Mom told me not to for some reason.
Okay. And we have a special guest with us today. What's your name?
Mattia.
And how old are you?
I'm 6. Now, and soon I'm going to be 7 when school opens.
Oh, great. Thanks for joining us today. And you have your sister, Mashuda, and your brother, Fahim, are both radio co-hosts of ours. It's nice of you to join today. We're going to talk about some books, because that's what we do every week. We talk about books.
It's very fun.
Let's jump right into it. So I have a book to share.
Okay.
I have many books to share, actually. I have a whole bookshelf full of books. So it's hard for me to choose just one each day, but I think that I'll get, one second, my book. And it is called Hot About Cake by Christina Kelsey. It's more like a cookbook, but that counts.
It is a book.
And there are pictures of truffles. Ooh, and one of my favorites.
Are truffles cake?
They're like small cake balls.
Oh, okay.
And cake pops are the same thing, but just one second. Mint chocolate chip molten microwave mug cake. It looks delicious.
I don't even like mint, and that looks delicious.
So it's a cookbook with different types of cakes?
Molten chocolate marshmallow cake, chocolate goodness, strawberry sand, no. Ooh, layer cakes, one of my favorites.
Mm. Look, have you made any of the cakes?
Imagine a whole 2 full pages that are filled with different kinds of cakes.
Whoa. AJ is showing us a 2-page
spread. I got this as a present from my friend because she has one. There's cookies and cream, and there's pancake layer cake. Well, there's a lot of pumpkin pie layer cake. Also, each step to make different parts takes at least an hour or two, and they're like 6. And there's an upside pineapple cake, a popcorn layer cake, a cake with popcorn in between it, which I
never heard of that. Weird.
Those are the licha layer cake, and those are just a couple of the cakes that I love in this book. I love eating and baking, and this is my best book ever. I really wish that I could just take one of the pictures out and eat it, especially that malted chocolate thing, the jiggy, whatever.
Don't eat the book. I want to mention how much I love cookbooks, although I rarely cook things from them.
You just like looking at the pictures?
I love looking at the pictures, and I get really upset when a cookbook doesn't have a lot of pictures. Like if a cookbook doesn't have a picture for almost every recipe, then it just seems like such a waste. And I think it's helpful too, because sometimes you're making something and you're not quite sure what they mean by the directions, but if you have like a visual to help you along, it can be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But I maybe make something from a cookbook or from a recipe at least once a month. Otherwise, I just cook. I just go for it. But that sounds really good. I don't have cake very often.
Yeah, me too.
What is your favorite kind of cake?
Chocolate or Black Forest.
And my favorite cake is chocolate and rainbows.
Ooh, like rainbow sprinkles?
Rainbow cake and rainbow sprinkles and chocolate cake.
Whoa, that sounds really good. How about you, Amelia? Do you have a favorite kind of cake?
I like cheesecake.
It's a different kind of cake.
I think it's not a cake made out of cheese. That would be weird.
That would be weird.
I guess if you really like cheese. I don't know what my favorite cake is. I tend to like more of a coconut or like a carrot cake or banana-based cake. Like I like that kind of flavor more than chocolate usually. Although I do like a good chocolate cake too. Don't get me wrong. There's very few cakes I don't like. But anyways, we can move on from the cake book. As lovely as it is. How about Amelia? What did you want to talk about today?
Well, now I need to shift my focus because I was going to say something about cookbooks since we were on that topic.
Oh, you can.
I have a cookbook upstairs that's like, it's a Christmas cookbook, so it's a bit out of season, but it's called the Christmas Cookie Field Guide, and it has a whole bunch of cookies you can bake for Christmas, such as like bourbon balls, and my favorite is something called the Namino Bars or Magic Cookie Bars, which is the best, and I'm only allowed to make them around Christmas because otherwise I will eat them constantly. They are so good. But you take like graham crackers and a graham cracker and like butter mixture, and then you layer that on the bottom, and then you put chocolate chips and coconut and I'm forgetting an ingredient, but it's like a layer of chocolate chips, a layer of something, and a layer of coconut. And then you pour sweetened condensed milk all over it, and you bake it, and you let it set, and it's the best thing ever. It's so good.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have a book, aside from that book, that you wanted to talk about today?
Yes.
We're just going to talk about cookbooks today.
I was thinking about cookbooks a lot, but I started the next book in the short story series I'm reading right now of horror. It's called Fetch, and so far it's pretty good. I've only made it through the first story. But it's very interesting.
And I saw your dad started reading them too.
Yeah, my dad read the second story in the first book today and he likes it.
So you got some spooky stories.
Mm-hmm. They're very fun to read.
And who are those by again?
They're by, this one's written by 2 people named Andrea Wagner and Carly Ann West. So that's 2 authors.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I'll be curious to hear which one's your favorite, because I know you're committed to reading the short stories in these three books.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have to report back at some point.
Yeah.
Let us know what your favorite story of all was. So Ms. Shuda, what did you want to talk about today?
Do you guys know Hunger Games? The book Hunger Games? So, when I was in sixth grade, we had to read The Hunger Games, but I never got a chance to read the other series. So, I'm reading Catching Fire, and I started reading it, but I couldn't resist. I watched a movie, but, I'm not done reading the book yet. But to be honest, I will say the movie so far, I think the movie is good. But then I didn't realize that, the movie is exactly like the book. So basically it's spoiled for me, but I loved it. And so after reading Catching Fire, I'm going to read Mockingjay. And then there's also a new book came out. It's called The Ballad of Songbird, and it came out this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that one's a prequel. So it takes place before The Hunger Games. I think it's when President Snow is young, maybe when he's a teenager. I haven't read it yet. I bought it right when it came out, and then I haven't had time to read it yet. Or I guess I've had time. I've chosen to read other things instead. But
yeah, I really hope there's a movie to it.
Yeah, that could be fun. I liked those movies a lot. I did like the books better than the movies, but I thought they did a really good job of staying true to the books, but sort of condensing the story in a way, because you have to do that when you make a movie.
Yeah, and Jennifer Lawrence, she's a really good actress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought they were well cast overall. All of the characters really suited.
But I don't like Peter.
You don't like Peter?
No, I mean, honestly, I think...
The character or the actor?
No, the character. Yeah. I feel like she's always saving him, and then, she could have saved so many people, but then she puts others in risk when she's saving him. I mean, I don't know. I just feel the other characters, they are always saving themselves. They're responsible. But, I feel like he's always, putting himself at risk.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? That's my judgment. Yeah.
Okay. Fatia, what book have you been reading lately?
I don't really like books, but I make more books. Do you know I love art?
You love art?
Yeah. And I make everything to art. I make everything
to art. Cool. Her own book. And she writes, just makes her own picture books.
Oh, cool. So you like to make books more than you like to read them?
I mean, I hate reading books.
I think you might be reading the wrong books.
No, I
guess there's some really good ones.
I agree. Yeah.
But that's cool. What kind of books do you make? Can you tell me about one you've made?
Well, I make rainbow books. I make all kind books. If I want to make rainbow books, I go ahead and do it. I make big books, small books, medium books, all size books. I want papers and glue. Yes, it's. Do you know I got a rainbow notebook, and I made it into a notebook, into a book.
So, what's a rainbow book like?
Like there's plenty of rainbows stuff. Like there's rainbows, there's rainbow people in there, and rainbow houses, and rainbow suns, and plenty stuff that's rainbow.
What does a rainbow person look like?
So a rainbow person's got rainbow hair and rainbow makeup too. They got rainbow makeup all over the face.
Cool. So is their skin tone like rainbow colors, or is their skin tone like skin tones?
The skin tones is skin tones.
Oh, okay. I was picturing rainbow people having red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple skin.
Oh my gosh. That reminds me of that book. Do you ever remember the book A Bad Case of the Stripes?
Yeah.
That book
I'm gonna get a lot, 2 bucks.
Okay. We're gonna have a little show and tell over the radio.
Okay, well, the book Bad Case of the Stripes actually legitimately scared me when I was a child, and I don't know why. The illustrations were really uncanny to me.
I remember, like, vividly one illustration where she, like, turns into her bedroom, and, like, the bed is her mouth and her tongue, and it, like, freaked me out a lot when I was little.
Whoa.
And it is a children's book, but that illustration, like, freaked me out.
Yeah, I can't remember if I've read that one, but the cover was definitely in my head when she mentioned rainbow people.
I got three books.
Do you want to show us your books?
I'm ready to see you.
Okay, so we're going to do a little show and tell with one of Fatia's picture books. And since our radio listeners can't see it, do you know, I will try to share a picture of it.
Yeah, okay, so this is how the rainbow house. And so there's plenty of rainbow stuffs here. I mean, this is not rainbow sun because I want to make sun to live in the little Nambler. Because I thought I was going to make this into a human, but I made it into like
a normal sun.
A normal sun instead.
Why is one person frowning and everyone else smiling?
Yeah, that's supposed to be all of us, like our family. And we're enjoying the rainbow house. And that's a tree.
Is one person not enjoying the rainbow house? Because one person has a upside down.
Yeah, they're not. Because, I mean, because it's this person's grumpy because it doesn't like it. That's why. It just like boring colors and stuff. Mama trees and normal sun, like these birds.
So who are the characters?
So that one person's grumpy because they're like, it's too much rainbow.
All about the family. So this is the dad, our dad, and this is the mom.
Oh, she has a little, is that a little heart on her?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it's a heart on her.
Okay.
Since I live for the most out of family.
It's very nice.
And that's my little brother. And my bigger brother is Dave. And that's where Mashuda is.
Oh, and I'm grumpy.
Poor Mashuda's grumpy.
Okay.
Because she didn't get to talk to you guys.
Aw.
Okay.
Funny.
And that's me. And like, these are the more hearts. There's more hearts I added. And guess what? These are stickers. I'll show you more about the stickers. Yes, it's the stickers.
Oh, so you have some fun stickers that you put on. That's very nice.
I put a lot of stickers on.
Great.
I got more stickers downstairs.
And then she has, I think, more.
Yeah, more.
Oh, so you got some words, too. Yeah. Oh, wow. Some beautiful, beautiful rainbow pictures in this book. That one's very abstract. I like it. Very colorful.
And she draws more.
Wow.
Loves, like, yeah.
Nice.
And then she draws lollipops.
It's very creative.
Now we're enjoying lollipops. Lick
them up!
Ooh, and a flower.
Yeah.
There's so much that you can do with rainbow art.
Ooh.
Wow, cool.
What are we doing here?
Okay, this is the princess cast. This is where we live in a new house, but it's not a new house. It's a castle. I made a castle. This time, all of us is fairies this time.
Very creative.
And there's, I think this
one. Okay.
Not a sun.
I didn't finish this, but I'm going to finish it. I'm going to show you guys, like, maybe tomorrow I'm going to show to you
guys. Next week. You can show them next week.
Yeah, it's a work in progress.
Yeah, next Friday.
Maybe Mashuda can send me a picture of it.
Yeah.
And then I can share with everybody. Thank you for sharing that. It's beautiful. Maybe someday you will make picture books that end up in a library.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome for coming.
So I'm going to share a book that I read recently that had been on my list to read for a long time, and I just finally got around to it. It's called Kiss Number 8. It's by Colleen A.F. Venable and Ellen T. Crenshaw. And I'm going to read the description for it. Mads is pretty happy with her life. She goes to church with her family and minor league baseball games with her dad. She goofs off with her best friend, Kat, and has thus far managed to avoid getting kissed by Adam, the boy next door. It's everything she hoped high school would be, until all of a sudden it's not. Her dad is hiding something big, so big it could tear her family apart, and that's just the beginning of her problems. Mads is starting to figure out that the reason she doesn't want to kiss Adam is because the only person she wants to kiss is Kat. Just like that, Mads' tidy little life has gotten epically messy and epically heartbreaking. And when your heart is broken, it takes more than an awkward, uncomfortable, tooth-clashing, friendship-ending kiss to put things right again. It takes a whole bunch of them. And it's a graphic novel. It's black and white, which, you know, I usually like my comics with color, but this one, it didn't bother me at all that it was missing color. In fact, I didn't really think about it until just now when I opened the book to show you it. but it's a very nice comic. I like the front page. It shows the end pages have her kisses 1 through 8. Mm-hmm. And the book actually starts off kind of counting down those first 8 kisses. And then it jumps back in time a little bit. And not all the way to the start, but it sort of picks up the story before kiss number 6, I think. And so,
why
yeah,
isn't it counting that?
Counting what?
The kisses.
I don't know. I think because kiss number 8 meant a lot to her. And so she's counting.
Shouldn't the first one mean a lot?
Maybe it did too.
By the 8th one, I would have been annoyed.
Well, I guess each person's different. But yeah, it's a very nice book. And I like the mix of the family mystery where she's trying to figure out what's going on with her dad and her mom. And then sort of the stuff that's going on with her and her friend group and her romance, romantic life.
Yeah, I'm really eager to know what's the secret of like that her father is hiding.
Yeah, and I feel like sometimes when I read books that are meant for middle school or teens, which this one's meant for teenagers, sometimes when there's a mystery, I feel like sometimes I pick it up really early, and I don't know if that it's because I'm adult and I know certain things that like maybe a middle school or teenager wouldn't be as attuned to, or if they would as well, and it's just that the mystery isn't that mysterious. But I feel like this one, it took me a while to know exactly what was going on. So I think they did a good job of letting information out bit by bit. I mean, I did definitely figure it out before the main character did, but the readers let in on things that the main character isn't. But I think they did a good job with that. And I thought the ending was very nice too, which I won't tell you what happens in the end, but the way they wrapped it up, I thought was very sweet.
What's the name of the book again?
It's called Kiss Number 8.
Very funny.
Good book.
And because I have something to tell you. Did you know that movie that Mashuda tells, like, is it that movie that we watched, like, our mom and Mashuda and me, we watched it.
She's talking about the Hunger Games movie.
Oh, the Hunger Games movie? Yeah, I just rewatched that series recently. I hadn't watched it since it first came out, and then my husband
there's
and I
like
just
four
rewatched
episodes,
all three.
By the way,
or four. Yeah, speaking of book to movie adaptations, I haven't seen it yet, but there's a new Netflix series of The Babysitter's Club. And cool. I've noticed at the library that people have started borrowing The Babysitter's Club books again, so I think there might be some people watching them out there that are being inspired to read the books, which is pretty cool. I didn't actually watch that series or read that book series as a kid. My sister did. And I know now there's the comic book versions, which I think a lot of kids read.
Yeah.
Have you read Babysitter's Club?
I don't know that book.
You don't know that?
I don't know that book. And are you home? Are you home?
No, she's in the library. See the library computer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at the library.
Do you live at the library?
Yes. No, I don't.
Every day?
Every
day?
Almost every day, yeah.
You never go home?
I go home every day. I come to work almost every day, and I go home every day that I leave home.
She's asking that because we are all home, and she thinks that everything is closed.
So yeah.
Some people just got to work.
That's true. But yeah. Does anyone have anything coming up this week that they're particularly excited about, or books or movies that they're excited to watch?
Like, I got one of those, like, yes, it's, I have the, soon I'm going to make the biggest book ever.
Oh, the yeah? Hardest. How big is it going to be?
Like, a big one, like the whole entire universe, like the hard, like almost the whole entire universe.
Whoa, that is pretty big.
That would take a lot of paper and a ton of trees.
Yeah, I hope we can afford the trees.
And we won't have enough seeds to plant new ones.
Oh.
Actually, save the trees. I blew it by 1,000,000 papers.
Whoa.
You're going to glue together all the paper in your house?
Yeah.
That'll take a lot of glue.
She's not really going to do it. She's just saying.
Yeah. So what about you, Mashuda?
But Mashuda's going to help me.
Oh, Mashuda's going to help you? That's very nice.
Mm-hmm. How are you going to fold it?
You don't understand. We're going to fold it like a notebook.
How are you going to get from one side to the other to be able to fold it?
She'll figure it out. She's very creative. You saw that book. Great. Well, we know that's what you're looking forward to this week. How about AJ?
Well, it's not even this weekend. It's tomorrow. Tomorrow, she's going to come and she's going to stay in her house. One of my friends, her name is Kadidra, and she's going to do my hair into dreadlocks, and I can't wait.
Cool. Sounds fun. Nice visit with friends. Be. New hairdo.
She gets to stay with us as long as she wants. I mean, actually come into our house and sleep there and stay with us, and it'll be great.
Yay. Maybe you can make some cake together.
Cake!
How about you, Amelia?
I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing this week. I'm going to be going out to the drive-in with my friends tomorrow.
What are you seeing?
Jurassic Park and Jaws.
I was very excited when I saw the lineup. I haven't been yet, but I feel like right now with not much coming out in the movie theater, the first time they opened, they had most of the screens were newer movies, and then they had one screen that had kind of classics.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I would definitely want to go see the classics over the other ones.
Yeah.
But then I saw the lineup for last week, and I was like, oh, that looks good. I wouldn't mind seeing Goonies on a big screen. The drive-in.
Oh, but speaking of movies, did you guys see the commercial for Soul that's going to come out in November?
Mm-hmm.
So there was this guy who was a music teacher, and then because he loved music, he was going to a place, and then he got a gig, and then he fell down one of those sewer drains in the city, and then we see his soul falling down into some place.
Oh.
But then he realizes that he's dead, but in the trailer it says that he's not dead, he's just unconscious.
I remember this movie. I did see a trailer for it a while ago.
When I saw that trailer, it didn't go so well because I was like afterwards because it was just like all of a sudden and I couldn't get out of my mind what happened and I was like, but now it's better.
Mashuda, do you have anything you're looking forward to this week in addition to helping make the world's largest book?
I think I'm excited to start work soon. And I don't know.
She's gonna be super excited about work. and this is the college computer that we're like talking to you guys now.
Yeah, so I bought a laptop for college.
Oh, cool.
And yeah. I'm starting on that.
Nice. I don't know what I'm most excited for this week, but I've been reading a lot of really great books lately, and I'm really excited because through the library for a while we couldn't. You know, the library is closed, so I was limited to the books that I had at home and things that I could get as ebooks. And now I'm able to get books brought in through the library and to borrow books from the library. And it's very exciting. So I've been reading a lot and a lot of really good books.
Did you know Dracula saving my